We're reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10. Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees. Text 41 and 42. And I assume 42 is the one which is there. Okay. So I will just read 41. And we'll do 42 responsively. So text 41, first of all. Akyatam sarvam etat te yanmam tvam parikrishtavan damagosha sutta dinam hare satmiyam api dushan. Everything you asked me about how Shishupal and others attained salvation, although they were inimical, has now been explained to you by me. Text 42. Esha Brahmanya Devasya Krishnasya Cha Mahatmana Avatara Kata Punya Vadho Yatradi Daityayo Esha Brahmanya Devasya
Esha Brahmanya Devasya
Krishnasya Cha Mahatmana
Krishnasya Cha Mahatmana
Avatara Kata Punya
Avatara Kata Punya
Vado yatra di daityayo
Vado yatra di daityayo
Esha Brahmanya Devasya
Esha Brahmanya Devasya
Krishnasya cha Mahatmana
Krishnasya cha Mahatmana
Avatara kata punya
Avatara kata punya
Vado yatra di daityayo Esha Brahmanya Devasya
Esha Brahmanya Devasya
Krishnasya cha Mahatmana
Krishnasya cha Mahatmana
Avatara kata punya
Avatara kata punya
Vado yatra di daityayo
Vado yatra di daityayo Esha Brahmanya Devasya Krishnasya cha Mahatmana Avatara kata punya Vado yatra di daityayo
Esha Brahmanya Devasya
Esha Brahmanya Devasya
Krishnasya cha Mahatmana
Krishnasya cha Mahatmana
Avatara kata punya
Avatara kata punya
Vado yatra di daityayo
Vado yatra di daityayo
Esha Brahmanya Devasya
Esha Brahmanya Devasya
Krishnasya cha Mahatmana
Krishnasya cha Mahatmana
Avatara kata punya
Avatara kata punya
Vado yatra di daityayo
Vado yatra di daityayo
Esa Brahmanya Devasya.
Esa Brahmanya Devasya.
Krishnasya cha Mahatmana.
Krishnasya cha Mahatmana.
Avatara kata punya.
Avatara kata punya.
Vado yatra vidarchayo.
Vado yatra vidarchayo.
Better chance.
Esa Brahmanya Devasya.
Supreme Personality of Godhead,
who is worshipped by all Brahmins,
Krishnasya,
of Krishna,
the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, cha,
also
Mahatmana, the Super Soul. Avatarakata. Narrations about his incarnation.
Narrations about his incarnation.
Punya.
Punya.
Pious.
Pious.
Purifying.
Purifying.
Vadha.
Vadha.
Killing.
Killing.
Yatra.
Yatra.
Wherein.
Wherein.
Adi.
Adi.
In the beginning of the millennium.
In the beginning of the millennium.
Daityayo,
of the demons,
Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Translation. In this narration about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, various expansions or incarnations of the Lord have been described, and the killing of the two demons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, has also been described. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Avatars, or incarnations, are expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Govinda. Advaita Machutim Anadi Manantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha Vedeshu Dolabham Adolabham Atma Bhakto Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, who is the original person, non-dual, infallible, and without beginning. Although he expands into unlimited forms, he is still the original. And although he is the oldest person, he always appears as a fresh youth. Such eternal, blissful, and all-knowing forms of the Lord cannot be understood by the academic wisdom of the Vedas, but they are always manifest to pure, unalloyed devotees. Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, verse 33. The Brahma Samhita describes the avatars. Indeed, all the avatars are described in the authentic scriptures. No one can become an avatar or incarnation, although this has become fashionable in the age of Kali. The avatars are described in the authentic scriptures, shastras, and therefore, before one risks accepting a pretender as an avatar, one should refer to the Shastras. The Shastras say everywhere that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and that he has innumerable avatars or incarnations. Elsewhere in the Brahma Samhita, it is said, Brahmadi Murtishu Kala Niyamena Tishtam. Rama, Nrisinga, Varaha, and many others are consecutive expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After Krishna comes Balaram. After Balaram is Sankarsan, then Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Narayan, and then the Purusha avatars, Mahavishnu, Gavadakshaya Vishnu, and Shiradakshaya Vishnu. All of them are avatars. One must hear about the avatars. Narrations about such avatars are called avatar katha, the narrations of Krishna's expansions. Hearing and chanting these narrations is completely pious. Shringatam swakata Krishna punya shravana kirtana. One who hears and chants can become punya, purified of material contamination. Whenever there are references to the avatars, religious principles are established and demons who are against Krishna are killed. The Krishna consciousness movement is spreading all over the world with two aims: to establish Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and to kill all the pretenders who falsely present themselves as avatars. The preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement must carry this conviction very carefully within their hearts and kill the demons who in many tactful ways vilify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. If we take shelter of Nrisingadeva and Prahlad Maharaj, it will be easier to kill the demons who are against Krishna and to thus re-establish Krishna's supremacy. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the Supreme Lord, the original Lord. Prahlad Maharaj is our Guru, and Krishna is our worshipable God. As advised by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Krishna prasade pai bhakti lata bija. If we can be successful in getting the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj, and also that of Nrisingadeva, then our Krishna consciousness movement will be extremely successful. The demon, Hiranyakashipu, had so many ways to try to become God himself. But although Prahlad Maharaj was chastised and threatened in many ways, he rigidly refused to accept his powerful demoniac father as God. Following in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj, we should reject all the rascals who pretend to be God. We must accept Krishna and his incarnations and no one else. Akyatam sarvam etat te yanmam tvam hari krishnavan damagosha sutadinam hare satnyam apidusham. Everything you ask me about how Shishupala and others attained salvation, although they were inimical, has now been explained to you by me. Esha Brahmanya Devasya Krishnasya Cha Mahatmana Avatara Kata Punya Vado Yatradi Gaitya Yo. In this narration about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, various expansions or incarnations of the Lord have been described, and the killing of the two demons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, has also been described. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. such come through the Astrapita Sindhuriya Chapaditana Padrivio Vaishnavio Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pavanityananda Sri Advaitadatha Shivasti Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, context here is that right at the beginning of the chapter, various people, so many, very, very important people, were assembled at the Rajasuya sacrifice of Maharaj Yudhisthira. And in the performance of such a large-scale ritualistic ceremony, then the procedure is, part of the procedure is that in the beginning, before the sacrifice is really gotten underway, that a respectable person, or the most respectable person who is present there, not one of the priests, but one of the assembled personalities right, there observing and giving their blessings and so on, in that sense. So, the most respectable of all those assembled important persons is appointed as a type of president or something like that to preside over and to be honored, in fact, to be honored and oversee the performance of that sacrifice as, like, you could say, a highly respected official witness and approver of whatever is undergone there. So, that appeal was made to the assembled persons that who should be appointed to preside. So, Sahadev, the youngest, or one of the youngest of the Pandava brothers, he immediately put forward the name of Krishna. Let us accept Lord Krishna. It's very clear. Even though there are many great personalities there, Bhishma was there, so many, everyone in fact, virtually everyone who was of some importance, even in the universe, was there, including Narada Muni himself. So, that was Sahadev's suggestion. And everyone appreciated that. Everyone immediately accepted, oh yes, that's very good, of course, the obvious choice. Everyone accepted Lord Krishna and approved very happily, except one, Dhammaghosha Sutta, the son of Dhammaghosha Shishupal. Not only did he not really approve, but he protested, and he became really infuriated, actually. Everyone else was very happy, but he became deeply disturbed by the proposal that Lord Krishna should be accepted as the most important and most respectable authoritative person there, and he should preside over and give his approval and so on to all the different parts of the performance of that very big and very important sacrifice. So Shishupal, he just became carried away, completely carried away. And he was protesting and bringing up so many arguments. Why Krishna? What to speak of Krishna not being the Supreme Personality of Godhead? But why Krishna was not respectable at all? In fact, according to Shishupal, Krishna was of bad character, and rather than be offered respect, he should practically be kicked out and treated very severely. So that went on and on. Krishna, in fact, had given him some sort of benediction or some type of arrangement Krishna had made. He told him that if you start insulting me, you can insult me 99 times, but not 100. I will tolerate 99 times, because they were cousin brothers. They were closely related. So he said, all right, you can 99 times, I'll just tolerate. The 100th time, no. Then I'll react. So as Shishupal was criticizing in so many ways and protesting and just spitting poison, basically, verbal poison, criticism against the dear Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was so dear to everyone else there, basically. So Arjuna and Bhima, they immediately became furious. And they took up their weapons, the Gandiva bow Arjuna took up, to dispose of this demoniac rascal. But Krishna told them, no, just wait. So, just in that mood of extreme anger, they had to stand there. And finally, Krishna warned Shishupal that was number 90, then 99, and he told Shishupal, you must stop. That was 99, you must stop. Shishupal couldn't do it. So out came insult number 100. Krishna then released his Sudarshan chakra, and there's quite a spectacular picture in one of our Bhagavatams of Shishupal just totally absorbed in this demoniac, horrible, aggressive mood. But his head has already been removed and is flying backwards, and his body is just still vertical. But he's got that look. You look at that picture in his eyes and in his, just his whole face. It's just obsessed, completely obsessed with anger. This very terrible mood. So that happened right in front of everyone, right in the center of the hall, where everything was going on. So everyone saw it, and as Shishupal, his dead body, collapsed to the ground, then everyone saw a light, like a light, some like glowing thing come out of his body, hover momentarily above his dead body, and then proceed and enter the lotus feet of Krishna. So, a very mystical, mysterious occurrence. So, everyone who was there, basically, they're all very knowledgeable people, so they understood what had happened. That was the soul of Shishupal, and his soul had now achieved a very special and uncommon state or position of having merged with Krishna, and in this way becoming liberated. at least in a certain sense, liberated. Not in the absolute or ultimate sense of going back to Godhead, but in some lesser sense, but still it was a state of liberation. So, everyone, of course, was, the whole incident was so extraordinary. Everyone was just completely absorbed in watching what was going on and the drama of it all. And finally this happened. And everyone saw that. So, everyone was quite astonished. And particularly, Maharaj Yudhisthira happened to be standing close to Narada Muni. Narada Muni, of course, is very great acharya and spiritual authority. Extremely knowledgeable, very advanced and fully realized pure devotee, Brahman. So very intelligent, very knowledgeable like that. So Maharaj Yudhisthira, of course, he's also very advanced, but he's not like a Brahman scholar like Narada Muni. So, Maharaj Yudhisthira, having observed that with his own eyes, he was totally astonished, because he knew, even though he's not as big an authority in terms of Shastric knowledge as Narada Muni, but still, he is very well educated spiritually, and very knowledgeable, in fact, spiritually. So he understood that this demon just got liberation, although that liberation is very difficult to achieve. It is extraordinarily difficult to achieve. So in that state of surprise, Maharaj Yudhisthira approached Narada Muni and asked him, that my dear sage, great devotee, you please explain to me how this happened. How is it possible that someone so totally unqualified and actually completely disqualified for anything spiritual could become liberated? And, you know, particularly under these circumstances where he was directly engaged in the most non-spiritual activity he could possibly be engaged in, blaspheming repeatedly in the most offensive way the Supreme Personality of Godhead to his face. So such a person, normally we would understand such a person would be a first-class candidate for a one-way ticket to hell. And the most terrible type of hellish situation. But instead of that, he got the best thing. He got liberation, which generally it takes very pious, saintly people, many lifetimes of a great endeavor, much difficulty, and upholding the highest moral principles and topmost standards of sense control, tolerance, austerity, mercy, and all these very exalted qualities. So this Shishupal, he had none of these. In fact, he was the exact opposite. He was impossible, intolerable, an intolerable demon. So how did he get liberated? What is the story behind this person? So now we see that now, 10 chapters and 600 pages later, we have come to the end. Not the end exactly, but at least in terms of the current discussion, we've come to the conclusion. So Narada Muni, 600 pages. Narada Muni has, in very vivid and most amazing way, graphic way, explained the background, how it happened. Yes, so here he is telling Maharaj Yudhisthira that now I am concluding this particular discussion about Shishupala. and others, of course, because actually most of the discussion has been dedicated to describing Shishupal's previous birth, or not previous, but two births before. He was Hiranyakashipu, and what happened, and all the various events, yes, and how he ended up getting that particular type of mercy, actually, from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in the course of that discussion, there was mention of different avatars, particularly Lord Nrisingadev and others. Avatar Katha. So here, particularly Srila Prabhupada Bhagavad is focusing on this aspect, that this has been, there has been in the last 600 or so pages, a whole lot of avatar katha. And this is very important. And this is very wonderful, actually. This talk about the different forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is extremely beneficial. On one hand, that has been demonstrated already, that Krishna himself killed Shishupal, who got liberated, and then Lord Nrisingadev killed Hiranyakashipu, and Hiranyakashipu also got liberated, in a certain sense. That has already been explained when Prahlad Maharaj was asking the Lord, or rather, the Lord, in fact, was asking Prahlad, please, ask me for a benediction, I want to give you something. I want to express my affection for you in some way. And Prahlad was refusing. That is all right. I've already got you. So, what could be more generous than giving yourself? I don't need any trinkets or any sort of minor paraphernalia like that. I have you. You've already given yourself. So what could be greater? I'm fully satisfied with that. But the Lord was insisting. So then Prahlad said, all right, if you insist, then my request is, please save my father from going to hell. Because normally such persons would just go to hell and there'd be absolutely no question of anything else at all. So you please save my father. So Lord Nrisingadev said that you please don't worry about that, because not only is your father liberated because you're a pure devotee, but so many generations, even 21 generations, are liberated just because you're a pure devotee. So it's already done. It's already done without your request. So you please don't worry further about your father. So in both these cases, Shishupal had happened, Hiranyakashipu had happened, and now the point is being made that these discussions, which describe these various incidents and pastimes of the Lord, just the discussion of this avatar katha is so potent that what you don't even need to be killed by him or anything else, really. You just got to hear about these discussions and you'll also be liberated, and more than liberated, really, because that liberation that they got, or he got, that's a type of impersonal liberation merging. So that type of liberation, Sayujya Mukti, of the five types of liberation, that Sayujya Mukti merging with the Lord, either directly with his body or with his effulgence, those types of liberation, they're not appreciated by the devotees, and in fact they're shunned and deliberately and carefully avoided by the devotees. So simply by hearing this avatar katha, then this most wonderful result will be there. Just hearing how the Lord liberated these persons in different forms, different incarnations, so that Avatar Katha is most glorious, be it about Krishna himself or about any of his expansions, it's always very glorious. So one interesting point that comes out here is that the various incarnations being referred to under the heading of Avatar Katha, the general heading of the avatars, so many avatars are there. So one very interesting point that comes out is that Narada Muni says here, Krishnasya cha mahatmana avatar katha, that these avatars, this avatar katha, talk about these avatars, they are avatars of Krishna. Krishnasya cha mahatmana. In other words, Krishna is not exactly one of the avatars, but he is that mahatma. Of course, the term mahatma obviously is used in many ways, and it's used even more frequently in regard to spiritually advanced humans. But mahatma, of course, means literally great soul. So who is the greatest of all great souls? That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. He can also be called mahatma. And he is the ultimate mahatma. So, Krishna, these avatars, they're avatars of Krishna, who is the greatest soul. Sometimes people are a little confused. I was looking actually in the dictionary last night, Sanskrit English dictionary, and there I looked up the word avatar, and there the dictionary said that avatar means a particular deity who descends to this world, and then it said generally the 10 avatar, the das avatars of Vishnu. This is the general understanding. So that point is there, that many people who are aware of these things, many people think that there are 10 avatars, they descended, they are the Supreme Lord in different forms, and they are avatars of Vishnu, and Krishna is one of them. He is an avatar of Vishnu. In other words, Vishnu is higher, and Krishna, even though he's an avatar and is very important, but still, he is less than Vishnu. He has come from Vishnu. Vishnu is his source like that. But Srila Prabhupada here in purport is making it clear, and we understand, it is explained in so many places, that Krishna is actually the source of these avatars. He is the source even of Vishnu himself, who in that concept of the Das Avatar is apparently presented as being the source. So Ete Chansa Kala Pumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. There are many forms, expansions, partial expansions, even expansions of the expansions, but Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the original possessor of all opulences direct. So, Srila Jiva Goswami in Krishna Sandarbha, he discusses this verse and this concept at length, how Krishna is the Supreme Personality, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. All the other forms are coming from him. And he says that this is not the only verse. This is not the only scriptural verse which establishes clearly that Krishna is the original form and that all the other forms are coming from Krishna specifically. And then he quotes a number of verses which make the same point from Srimad Bhagavatam, and then some from other Vedic scriptures. And he doesn't quote this one specifically, but this verse is also pointing us to that same understanding that we have been hearing some avatar katha, particularly about the Nrsinga avatar, famous avatar. So we've been hearing this avatar katha for the last 600 pages, 10 chapters, such a big subject. But this avatar katha, these are avatars Krishnasya. Krishnasya means of Krishna, not of Vishnu, but of Krishna, the Mahatma, the great soul, or the greatest soul. So like this verse is pointing us clearly in the direction of that understanding, that the avatars, so many avatars are there. To hear about them is very important and very valuable, but they are avatars of Krishna and not of someone else, and he is the original source. Yes. So, this is very important. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada makes the point that we should be careful not to accept anyone else than Krishna. And we shouldn't accept anyone else as an avatar of Krishna. First we must accept Krishna as the original. Then we must accept the bona fide avatars, two things, and not accept someone else. So of course we're all very well aware that in certain circles there are certain people who are accepted as being avatars, and you know, that sort of goes on ad nauseum, unfortunately. It's just too much. It's just most unfortunate. It is really Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga at its best, that some fool, some nonsense, is being accepted as an avatar. It is really a shameful situation. Srila Prabhupada made the point that 100 years ago, well, at that time, 100 years before, into the Prabhupada's time, in India, this point about not accepting some nonsense, ordinary person, as an avatar was so clearly understood. It was very clearly understood, even though it was happening sometimes, but still the principle was so clearly understood that at that time, even according to just the ordinary laws of the country, it was illegal to declare yourself to be an avatar. Of course, if you were one, it was all right. But if you weren't, it was a criminal offense. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a number of people arrested specifically for committing that crime. But Srila Prabhupada said, he explained that the Kali Yuga has advanced since those days. In other words, things have gone downhill since then. So Prabhupada said that now these people can come forward and present themselves as avatars. Not only will they not be arrested and punished, but they will be given facility to create their own religious movement and religious organization still in